I heard something today. You know, it's funny because we talked about it when it first was announced that Bill Belichick was going to be doing a fantasy football show. And I was just like, what? Like, I know Bill Belichick can be a little bit more entertaining than we think. You know, he's better than the coach, Bill Belichick, you know, on the Cincinnati and all that. But he's been a little bit glib. He's, you know, he's had his moments. I remember they did the greatest players show on the NFL Network. He was part of that, told some good Giant stories, some good Lawrence Taylor stories, and obviously he's part of the, you know, Tom Brady roast and all that. So I thought he's, you know, he's obviously been a little bit more, you know, outside of the coaching and talking to the press as coach of the Patriots. He can give you a little bit more, but still, I wasn't sure what you were going to get from him. And I think this doesn't tell you that necessarily, this clip I'm about to play. We'll find out as we go further. I'm sure there'll be more cuts of it, but it is funny that I believe it's got to be one of the first shows they've done here. As we get ready to start the year and the optimism that I have in the New York Jets, and I am a Giant fan and I'm looking forward to the Giant season, and I think there's a chance they could surprise people and win more games than expected. I do. But I have to admit, I am pumped for this Jets season. I'm a Giant fan who holds no ill will towards the Jets at all. I've always respected Aaron Rodgers as one of the great quarterbacks to ever play the game. And so many people get on the Jets for so much nonsense that I find myself pulling for them. So I'm looking forward to the Jets. I'll be rooting very hard for the Jets this year. And I am super optimistic. I think they're going to the AFC Championship game. And to hear someone else talk about this offense is glowing, because we all know, look, the defense is going to be good. It's a matter of getting this offense going, making sure that Aaron Rodgers is as good as he can be, and this offense is going to be potent. And if you don't believe me when I try and tell you that I believe in this offense, take a listen to this, because Jet fans, too, this goes for you. I don't know how you're feeling. There's a lot of pessimism around this team. I don't want to hear it until I see it, all that stuff, which I get. And by no means am I telling you this is a guarantee it's going to happen. But the coach that has caused you more pain than any in your history, the coach that has dominated your division, arguably the greatest head coach of all time, who has stood in your way and is, as to him and Tom Brady, is as much a reason as well as your ineptitude to blame as far as not being able to make the playoffs in 13 years as anyone. This is what that coach has to say about your offense.
The Jets are one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint because of Breece Hall, outstanding running back that has the ability to take the ball the distance. He's very good in the passing game. And defensively, you want to do everything you can to get the ball out of his hands and load the box. Problem is, if you load the box, you're singled out there on Wilson, and that's a tall order right there to deal with him in one-on-one coverage. And then his run after the catch is, you know, exceptional.
You know, you leave that box too light, and Hall, with his speed and athleticism, you know, he's gone. You know, that thing's going to turn into an explosive play. So yeah. I think, like you mentioned, those pieces, it could be a major problem trying to defend this offense.
Yeah, and Aaron knows how to use them, and Aaron will know, you know, where the defense is heavy and where they're light and be able to work the ball there. And they just need to solidify the consistency of the offensive line. But on paper, I think they have a good offense, and they're hard to defend with a good quarterback, a great wide receiver, and a great running back.
Jet fans, I just want you to know what you just heard. That is Bill Belichick, who despises your franchise, despises your owner, resigned on a cocktail napkin within hours of being the head coach, resigned, wrote it down famously. He can't even, when he's doing a documentary with Bill Parcells, won't even step foot in the Jets locker room. Despises the Jets in every way, shape, and form. That's Bill Belichick, one of the more respected minds in the history of the sport, glowing about your offense. Play just the first line again, that's it, then you can stop it.
The Jets are one of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint.
One of the hardest teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint. Jet fans, get excited. The Jets are one of the more difficult teams to prepare for from a skill standpoint. And I know we hate the coach, and we don't know, and we don't like the offensive coordinator. I get it. And that's part of the reason you think this team might fail. They don't have a real leader. But from a skill standpoint, you would be hard-pressed to find a team better. And you know what? Skill plays, and skill wins. And that's Bill Belichick, who would soon enough give you gasoline if you were on fire, then give you a cup of water. And there he is telling you, this is as tough a team as there is in the NFL to guard from a skill standpoint. There is a chance this offense can be dynamic. Yes, the offensive line has got to, you know, come into form, no doubt. And Aaron Rodgers has to prove that he can recover from this injury and be what he was. Now, I don't think he has to be everything he was. I don't think he has to be the MVP of the league. But he has to be a damn good quarterback. He has to be a top 10 quarterback in this league. And I think he can be. And Breece Hall is a dynamic running back. Garrett Wilson is a dynamic wide receiver. They got Wilson on the... They got Mike Williams on the outside as well. Lazard is apparently having a great camp. I think with Aaron Rodgers, he'll be much better. This team has a real chance to be special. And as we get ready for the season, and we'll prepare more and we'll talk more as we get you through to, you know, Friday, and then obviously for Jet fans, we get the extra night on Monday. As we prepare for this season, yes, the Giants solved a hole in cornerback on some level. I don't know how good a Adoree Jackson is anymore. I don't know. Last year, they messed around with him and tried to play him in the slot. It was a disaster. I don't think they'll play that game again this year. He helps immensely. They have a great front seven defensively. The offensive line should be revamped. Daniel Jones has the best wide receiving core he's ever had by a mile. Giants have a chance to be a surprise team and play pretty well. The Jets have a chance to be a Super Bowl team. The Giants desperately needed Adoree Jackson. The Jets are fine without Hassan Reddick. There is a difference and the two expectations of this team because of what Bill Belichick just told you from a skill standpoint. This Jet team is talented. This Jet team is skilled. And if we can see Aaron Rodgers and this offense put it together along with this skilled and talented and young defense playing a 49ers team that everybody just, you know, chalked out, oh, that's a loss, right? But the rest of the schedule is easy. That's a loss against San Francisco, but then it gets easier. They don't have their left tackle. Their second wide receiver just showed up to camp. There's no guarantee that they're going to win. The 49ers, you get a team early coming off a Super Bowl hangover a little bit. I think the Jets have an excellent chance to win week one. I think the Jets have an excellent chance to get off to a good start. And I've said this a lot. I believe in the beginning of the season, mainly because I'm a Giant fan and I've seen it kill seasons. But it goes the other way, too. A very good team can become a great team with a good start and belief. Health and belief. And this team believes in Aaron Rodgers. And if he goes out there and gives them reason to week one against San Francisco, watch out. Because as Bill Belichick told you, they're as tough a team to guard from a skill standpoint as any in the NFL. When's the last time you could say that?